Hello, this is Dr. Adam Splaver, and this is Warrior Health, and today I'm going to speak to you about forgiveness. Yes, I'm going to speak to you about forgiveness. I know it's a topic that you probably weren't expecting me to talk to you about, but I thought was very apropos. Many of the topics that I do discuss actually on this podcast and when I speak publicly actually have to do not with what I believe must be spoken about, but also has to do with what I'm dealing with personally. And over the past number of years, I had a very near and dear close friend who I considered to be almost like a brother, like a brother to me. And unfortunately, we had gotten into an argument, and we have not spoken since. And it's been a number of months since this has all transpired. And despite my reaching out and apologizing for my part in this co-creation, the other party, my friend, has decided to ignore the phone calls and ignore the texts and basically cut me out of his life. And for a period of time, I was angry and upset and pissed off and sad because someone who I trusted, someone who I considered to be one of the closest people in my life, has suddenly vanished, disappeared on purpose. And I couldn't understand it. I just couldn't understand it. And I couldn't comprehend how this could all go down. And the interesting thing is that I do take full responsibility for my part in this co-creation. I do take responsibility for all that went down. And we learn from those situations, and we learn from mistakes, and we understand that we're not perfect, and we understand that things happen that you don't necessarily want to happen. And in that time that I was angry and upset and sad and depressed and remorseful, I, of course, was very unforgiving. Unforgiving of my friend, unforgiving of myself, unforgiving of the whole mess that had transpired, even unforgiving of some people who were in the crossfire. And I realized that with all this going on inside my brain, all these machinations, all the delving into rabbit holes that I probably shouldn't have gone down, it was expending a lot of energy and time and effort that was pulling me away from the things that mattered to me most, like my kids, like my family, like my practice, like my teaching. And it was a weight, it was an albatross around my neck. And it prevented me from moving forward, from expanding, from living, from just being. So in this process, I learned the act of forgiveness. And the bottom line is, the act of forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. Has nothing to do with my friend. Has nothing to do with the person that I felt or I believed wronged me. But has more to do with me than anything else. It gives me permission to move on. It gives me permission to get rid of energy that I really should not be wasting. Because there's only so many hours in the day, and there's only so much I can do. And I found that it actually pulled me from the present. It pulled me from what mattered most right in front of me. And with that, I forgive. I forgive my dear friend. I forgive myself most of all. I forgive the universe and understand that all of this was happening for me and not to me. And that, in essence, it's up to me to forge my future. It's up to me to carry myself. It's up to me to be me. And no one else can do that. Yes, I understand that this whole process is and was a form of mourning, And I hope and pray that my good friend hears this or hears me and understands that I'm very thankful. I feel very blessed. I feel gratitude for all that we had done together. And then I forgive myself for beating myself up and being unkind to myself. And forgive him for all that I perceived that had been done wrong. And apologize. Apologize from the bottom of my heart. Because it's not often that you bring people into your life that really matter a lot. And before I start breaking down in tears, this is Dr. Adam Splaver with Warrior Health and Forgiveness.